Tell us about the first TV you had.
Wasn't that in the basement gym of the up in Salt Lake, or up in Holiday? The first TV we had, the cabinet the out TV in the...
That was actually in Murray, and it was a big, it was kind of a big console.
Oh. There's a cabinet out in the shed.
Yeah.
And my great grandma, my great grandmother's piano's out in the out in the back. Well, I think having these new cell phones is different for me, and all the electric stuff they have nowadays, you know, that we didn't have then, are new to me. They progress every day with something different. Just keeps going on and on.
What time of what type of telephones do you remember using?
I remember telephones we had at. I don't think we had a telephone at home. We didn't when I was growing up. We didn't. But I knew they had those that were on a little on the wall. You know, was the that you used, because you'd use those when you went to somebody's place or to a store. You could use those. Those ones that hung on the wall. And that's all I remember about phones. Because we didn't have one. What else?
Okay, tell me about your health. What diseases have you had? Do you remember any of them being serious?
Not that I know of. Never been in the hospital. No, I haven't had any health problems until later years.
And then what have
I
you had?
I had a little arthritis. And that's about it. Isn't it, Jim? I think so.
Pretty much. High blood pressure, but that's...
I had that after I had a fall. I had high blood pressure. Oh.
Okay, you're going to have a chance now to tell your children what you want them to remember most about you, and what advice would you give them?
Well, I just want them to remember that I was here and to take care of them and help them and do what I could throughout their life and be a friend, and always I've always loved them and they've loved me and always told me that every day, every time they come. And I think that that they should just go on with their life and be happy and be together. I've loved every one of them. They never gave me any trouble, none of my children. I just had raised them with ease.
So how many grandchildren do you have?
Grandchildren. 9, isn't it, Jim? Yes. 9. Yes, 9.
And great-grandchildren?
14 of Margaret's, and then how many, Jim? Grandchildren. 14, and then yours and... Jeff's.
Mm-hmm. And we have 5.
And
Jeff's got 1.
He's a great-grandchildren, isn't he?
Well, yeah, that's great.
Jeff's got 3. Wait a minute. No. Yeah, Jeff's got 1.
Jeff's got 1.
Mark's got 14. And Jeff's got 1, you got 3. That's 4,
five.
Right? 40, 50, 60. I thought I had about 19.
We have 5.
You've got 5.
I think I've got 19. I have. Yeah. 19 grandchildren.
And the hardest thing in your life was?
Losing my husband. I think that was hard.
How did you cope after that?
I just went to work. The year after, year before, I started working, and I worked for 20 years. So it kept me busy. happy working. It was nice.
How would you describe your life?
What?
How would you describe your life?
And Jesus. I've had a great life. I've had a good life, and I've had fun, and I haven't missed much. And I'm still having a good time, going here and there to dinners and that I love. So I've had a good life up to 91.
That's great. That's great. I hadn't say that very same thing.
One day on my walk up on the boulevard, I was going by the shop, and I seen this elephant in the window. And I thought, oh, the next day I thought, oh, so I hope somebody buys that, because it was expensive, about $80, and I couldn't afford it, I couldn't afford it. I hope somebody buys that so I won't have to see it tomorrow. Well, the next day I went up, it was gone. And I thought, okay, that's good. I won't have to buy that. And I, about a week after, Jim and Pam brought it in, and I was sitting in that chair, and they brought it in, put it on my lap. And I said, what is that? That's that elephant that was in the window. So I've just been gathering them ever since. The kids have brought me, Grant brought me some little ones, with five of them up there, my little grandson, Grant. Jim's son brought me those, and I bought some of these at the ZCMI. This one is one back of his chair, gold, and I bought the ZCMI. Then I bought, then they've given me all the rest of them. And this one, Bernie gave me. So I've just been, they've had a collection of them for years.
That is great. I had to hear about the elephants.
You might want to clarify on what did you have down for grandchildren?
They see me every time I go in the kitchen. She brings them every time they come up. She and Peggy, and she's about 40 now, and she's just a little home girl. She never left her mother much, and so she brings me elephants because she loves to come here and talk. So she brings me some kind of an elephant. There's one on the little elephant in the middle there in the window. She brings those to me every time she comes.
And this is a neighbor that brings them to you?
Uh-huh. She brings those every time she comes.
You said you have lots of visitors here.
I
do.
Who
visits you?
Day. Billy, my neighbor, comes over every morning to fix my hair. Ferris comes over at 4 o'clock. She brings a snack or she comes to talk. And there's always somebody at that door.
She's got very supportive neighbors here ever since she moved down here.
And how long have you been down here?
26 years.
26 years, okay.
Since 83. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, Jim. Mm-hmm.
And then you have wonderful children.
I do.
Check on you, too. And you're close by?
Yeah, we're out in Bloomington. You know where Bloomington is?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet they came in every other day. They call me to see if I'm okay.
Well, you've got a wonderful family.
They have a cabin up in Island Park, so they like to go up there once in a while.
Now, is that where you said you like to go with them?
That's where we went when we had a family. We take them up, but they have their cabin up there now in Island Park. They just built one about 3 years ago, wasn't it, Jim? 5 years. And they go up there about 2 weeks or so.